Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yesterday, we detailed a Texas Department of Public Safety, a state police pamphlet for the public saying that people wearing blue jeans that have cell phones, that have children with them or don't have children with them, that are friendly to police, that go to rallies or demonstrations are probably terrorists. Go ahead and call the state police on them. And we have similar federally written pamphlets at the state level in Virginia, in Arizona, all over the country. Well, Pastor Butch Paugh joins us coming up in the third hour today. He's a pastor, detailing how they're recruiting the churches into the whole tattletale control freak grid, very similar to what Adolf Alois Hitler did back in the 1930s into the mid-1940s. So that is coming up later in the broadcast. We're going to have open phones and cover just a huge mountain of vital news in the first 2 hours of the broadcast. And we will open the phones up, and we will move quickly to your calls and take quite a few of them. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And I'm going to news blitz when we get back. Majority in Army Times poll think Rumsfeld should resign, as do most of the generals. But, again, who cares what they have to say? Also, Vermont lawmakers to call for Bush impeachment. We'll get into that report. Missing bioterror substances have officials guessing. Oh, anthrax missing from government laboratories. Florida Attorney General wants probe of the coroner. There's video of the guards stomping the young boy to death. And then another coroner looked at the body and said clearly he'd been killed. But the official coroner says, no, the minions that did this didn't do anything wrong. Also, Bush tells Congress report that there's progress on immigration bill. He loves the new amnesty plan. He's very excited about it. Meanwhile, Cargill, the big meat packer corporation that's leveraged out all the small-time operations, is telling the illegal aliens that are the majority in their plants to take off the next few days to go protest and demonstrate to make sure that America is broken down, the borders are destroyed. So as usual, big corporations behind the whole thing. And over in England, hunt for 900 dangerous criminals freed in terror, in error. And this is the same thing we see here in the United States. The illegal aliens are released routinely for rape, murder, arson, armed robbery, burglary, hit and run, drunk driving. They're above the law. In fact, they even statistically are more above the law than the police. They're just godlike because they're special protected group by the big corporations that want a Pan-American Union and are going to use predominantly Latin American hordes to do this, to destroy this country. So we'll get into that. Also, I want to read an email when we get back. It says, you are such an embarrassment to this country. We'll get into that little article first. And then a story here out of France, headline, French to test cashless city. Everything's going to be cashless. And notice it's the exact same system going in all over the Western world because we're under global government. A great article written by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, a real conservative. The world is uniting against the Bush Imperium. Also, another story here on illegal aliens. It says data on illegal immigrants has been kept secret. More on the CIA agent fired over supposed secret prisons leak denies culpability. And we'll get into some of the new bills they're trying to pass through Congress to destroy the Internet, the free Internet. China, Russia, Central Asian states to stage joint anti-terror exercises. Brzezinski says airstrikes on Iran could merit the impeachment of the Presidente. And Iran's rattling their little saber. It's all coming up. InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Before we plunge deeply into the news that I mentioned in the last segment on this live April 26th Wednesday edition, let me read an email that we posted in the reader comments, leads, and suggestions section of PrisonPlanet.com, because the globalists are building a prison planet. Hence, PrisonPlanet.com, and people ask, why do you have a website called InfoWars.com? Because 90% of the battle, according to their own PR specialists that have written best-selling books bragging about how we're all a bunch of dumb slaves, say that it's an information war. So we're countering their lies and their spin with the truth. But this is about par for the course, the nasty emails I get. They are the minority, but when I do get them, they almost always say I need to be put in a prison or put in a camp. Oh, great. I'm glad there's camps. Hope you go to one soon. But this was sent to us yesterday. You are such an embarrassment to this country. And with this war being a propaganda war, you are helping the enemies. In fact, it was a Muslim extremist who pointed me to your website. I just hope and pray they arrest you people for treason when this war is over, just as they arrested the two ladies with the radio station who were traitors of this country during the Vietnam War. Usually, the majority of Americans ignore crackpots like you people. However, since the winning of this war rests almost solely on who are the best propagandists due to the Muslim extremist terrorist blueprint being taken straight from Hitler, it's hard to ignore our enemies from within who are helping the terrorists win this war. You make money at the expense of hurting many people in this country and at the expense of hurting this country, and I would certainly vote to throw you out of here as soon as possible. Okay, very, very, very nice email. Now, notice how they start out with, and with this war being a propaganda war, you're helping the enemies. A propaganda war. I've even heard neocons on the radio say, oh, sure we lie, sure we have fake newspapers and fake reports in America and overseas. That's good. That's how we win the war. The war against a country that didn't attack us called Iraq. When the vice president wrote in a September 2000 document that Iraq was not a threat, but that they would claim that they had WMDs as a pretext. Now, Dick Cheney wrote this and published it. It isn't Richard Clark saying it. It isn't the Treasury Secretary O'Neill saying it. We can claim they're sour grapes. It's their own admission. Bush told his biographer in 99, his biographer, who he hired, that he's going to be a war president and attack Iraq because he can't be questioned domestically if we're in a war. So that's point number one. Well, really, point number two. Point number one is you think lying and propaganda is good and okay. It's not. Point number two, you claim that we're fighting enemies that attacked us when that's not the case. And then you say that you hope I get arrested. It's called the First Amendment, my friend. America is America. The United States is different, supposedly, because we had freedom of speech and we still have it to some extent. And I don't know why you can't understand that. And then you talk about how I'm a traitor against this country, how I don't like this country. I love America and the fabric of this country, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, everything enshrined in the Declaration of Independence is being shredded, torched, butchered, decimated, annihilated, potmarked. It's being excised and crushed right in front of us. You know, you talk about a war on terror. If the war on terror was real, they wouldn't have totally open borders and 20-plus million illegal aliens running around. I don't want to hear it anymore. George Bush is anti-gun. Larry Pratt said he's worse than Bill Clinton yesterday. So has Congressman Bob Barr, former Congressman, NRA board member. George Bush has spent more money than all presidents before him combined. He has, on average, doubled every federal agency, and now he's outstripping that. That's BATF, Department of Education, Department of Labor, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Transportation. He is not a conservative, he's not pro-America, and he's a puppet to begin with. You guys are so emotional, you're so mindless, and I get your comments on the streets occasionally. Somebody will pull up on a motorcycle or pull up in their car and go, you're a traitor, get out of here, leave the country. Now, how about you leave the country and go to China or Russia where they do arrest people for their speech? Why don't you get out of here? You know, I heard you on talk radio, you neocon callers and hosts. It was worse, it was callers. Last week when that Chinese-American doctor, Mrs. Wang Wei Wang, simply stood up and said the Communist Party's days are numbered if they continue to abuse people. And you're like, good, arrest her, charge her, keep her in prison, she's bad. See, there you are, attacking the First Amendment and defending the most murderous regime in basic numbers, you know, cold hard numbers, the world has ever seen. See how far away from the roots and the spirit of the United States you've gotten? It's unspeakable what's happened to you. You know what? I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to scream at you. If you have these views, if you think I'm a traitor and should be arrested, I'm begging you to call in. We put you right to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231. I've gotten good about letting people call in and disagree, even if it's pure baloney. I want to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231. You got the cell phone in your hand, you're driving down the road in Austin, Texas, or Kansas City, or upstate New York, or Southern California, or Needles, California, or Pensacola, Florida, or wherever you're listening on the AM or FM dial, or the internet at office, whatever. You're thinking, that guy's a traitor, needs to be arrested right now. Well, go ahead and call me. Here's the number. Are you afraid to call me? 1-800-259-9231. Let's see if they pick up the challenge. They really never do. If people pick up the challenge, take up the challenge, disagree with me, it'll be, you don't believe it's all Jews and that they need to be put in camps. You're not radical enough. Or it'll be, you're a Christian and I don't like Christians. Or it'll be something stupid like that. And sure, you can come on, you can disagree with me on that basis, but I'm talking about the people that email me every day. Because I get thousands of emails every day. Seriously, thousands. And every day we get one or two of these, and it's always, I want to put you in a camp, you need to be arrested, I can't wait till you're arrested, you're a traitor. Tell me how I'm a traitor.
You're aiding the Muslim extremists that want to kill us any minute and are going to get us, and they're sworn to kill everybody.
Okay, let's just take at face value the false premise that you brought forward. They've done polls over in Central Asia and the Middle East, and about 6% do want to kill Christians and Jews and do want to blow up everything, and it's serious. But when you look at that 6%, they're almost always openly financed by Mossad, Shin Bet, MI6, CIA, Defense Intelligence. That's mainstream news. You know, hundreds of thousands every year, millions and millions over the last three decades of radical hadiths to go to the madrasas saying, kill Americans, you know, three hand grenades plus three machine guns equals six. Our government, after World War II, went in, took over the Muslim Brotherhood. I've had former Justice Department and FBI experts on about this. Our government went and set them up and tried to use them to overthrow elected governments all over the Middle East just so BP and others could get all the oil. The Arabs were not this radical 50 years ago. That is a historical, sociological fact. And the neocons will admit it. All right, it's kind of blowback, Alex, but we got a problem now. Okay, we got a problem with this 6% now. It's not a religion of peace for that 6%, definitely. They take, you know, the context in the Quran that does say kill the infidels. And there's the other context in there. It's like the Bible. It's got, I'm not defending the Quran, I don't believe in it. I'm just saying there's multiple views in there. I've actually read much of it. So, again, you're not being intellectually honest. You're being primitive. Well, they're over there and we need to kill them. But then they ask those very people on questionnaires facts about the Middle East, facts about the Near East, Central Asia, and you can't answer any facts. You don't know the history. You just emotionally are, the Arabs hit us on 9/11 and we got to get them.
Or, hey man, Alex, I'm in New York, they attacked us. They need to come out and play. We need to bomb them and turn them all into a glass parking lot.
That's the kind of stuff we deal with here. And then you bring up the fact, okay, our government flew out the bin Ladens to safety. No, they didn't. Well, yes, they did. It's admitted. Okay, well, our government props up Saudi Arabia. And the CIA's been involved funding Al-Qaeda, Republican report, 99 Senate report. They used Al-Qaeda against the Serbs. They've used them over and over again to destabilize and take over areas. They work for our government. And you're just like, no, it isn't true. No, it is true. See, just because you say it isn't true and have no facts doesn't make it not be a total admitted historical fact, not debatable. And then you look at how our whole way of life's being changed, our liberties are being taken. They've got anti-terror manuals saying gun owners are terrorists, people that believe in the Constitution are terrorists, property rights activists are terrorists, people that wear Levi's and use cell phones and have children and are friendly to police are terrorists. These are exact quotes. I have FEMA on video saying that the founding fathers are terrorists and constitutionalists and Christians are terrorists. I have video. I have their own public training manuals and drills they carried out from the Associated Press saying that all homeschoolers are terrorists and need to be put in camps. Now listen, I got video of them taking guns in New Orleans. I got video I shot myself of Marines training to take your guns and put you in camps. And it has nothing to do with people wearing turbans on their heads. The people that send me these threatening emails saying I need to be put in a prison are the ones that go into 7-Elevens. They're of the same mindset and shoot the Sikhs who have nothing to do with Muslims. A whole bunch of them have been blown away. He's wearing a turban. He's part of the army of Allah.
Watch this. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to shoot him with my shotgun at Muslim piece of trash. I love George Bush. I love him.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, I'm going to get into just masses of news coming up here in just 15, 20 minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. I'm going to move quickly through your calls, so make your points, ask your questions, and we're going to move on. No one called in disagreeing. Just you won't defend yourselves. Jason in New York. Jason, go ahead.
Speaking on the thing of propaganda, Alex, Dan Avery and I went down to the Tribeca premiere of United 93 yesterday. And we met up with some New York 9/11 truthers, you know, trying to get the word out. Of course, they put us in a free speech zone. But the interesting thing was, some guy was already there, and we just put it up on our blog right before we left, with a two-page flyer basically attacking Colin Dillon and myself, and then a 45-page Word document.
I'd love to be able to understand you. You're talking so loud into your cordless phone or your
I'm sorry, or
your cell phone. It's not really coming across.
I'm sorry. I was just talking about the Tribeca Premier of 1993.
Yeah, I understood some of that. And so they had somebody there already just a few hours after you posted you were going down there. They're attacking you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, he acted like he was there to help, and then every time we handed out a DVD, he started giving out this disc, and as soon as, you know, we started questioning him, he wouldn't give us his name, he didn't want to be on camera. You know, I brought up World Trade Center Building 7 to him, and he just walked away.
Well, they got a lot of spooks out there trying to counter us, but it's not working.
No, it's definitely not working. I thought it was a testament to, you know, how much work we're being able to do and how we're getting
the word out. What did you think? Did you see the film?
No, we weren't allowed in, of course. I mean, we and Dylan are definitely planning on checking it out, but, you know, it's just there to reinforce the propaganda.
Well, it certainly is that propaganda, but I saw it in a movie. It must be true.
I'm sorry, Alex. Have you seen some of the new evidence that they actually presented in the Masada trial?
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly manufactured.
Oh, it's unbelievably manufactured. They have an unscathed red bandana, and then they have a CC Lyle's identification card, totally unburned. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I know, my friend. I appreciate your call. At three separate sites, they found the intact passports. Everything else is destroyed. The black boxes are destroyed. Of course, that's not really true. They got them and hauled them off under national security. Firefighters and others are now on record. And, yeah, they just find everything now. Bandanas. I mean, you've got an 8-mile debris field in Flight 93, but don't worry. They've got all the evidence now that it was Allah Akbar. Let's talk to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I heard about the huge military base they're building, I think 64 miles northeast of Baghdad.
Yeah, they're building 14 mega bases and over 100 other permanent bases.
Right, and I heard on Tex Marshall that they had a chief rabbi anointing himself in the presidential chair of, I think, Saddam Hussein. And my question is to you, do you see the evolution of Iraq becoming a second Israeli state in the Middle East?
Yes, I do. And I've also, the new individual, this Bolton person that they just put in head of policy at the White House, now starts every day's prayer with a rabbinical prayer. So it's pretty weird.
Yeah. Also, one more thing. George W. Bush said he's going after illegal gas gougers. But the thing is, it's he's not going to find anything because they're legally screwing the American people.
Well, they are, and right. I appreciate your call. Fine point, sir. George Bush did this a year ago when they jacked up gas prices over $3 a gallon on average. I mean, it's $5 in some areas of California. What is it, like $3.20 now on average for 87 octane? And then they'll go bust a few stores because the states will say, well, average gas price is $3.20 here in the state, so you're only allowed to charge $3.25. So they call that little 5% gouging by the gas station itself when the gouging is being done by the oil companies and others. So it's just more bait and switch. It's like Bush, who openly wants total amnesty for the 25 million plus illegals. And then he says, oh, I'm launching a big investigation, and I've got a bill to fix the problem, and the plan is total amnesty. But he calls it a reform. But a reform just means, again, if an 18-wheeler runs you over and breaks every bone in your body and you're dead like a pancake on the ground with every ounce of blood squeezed out of you on the highway, you are reformed. Reforming something we've been taught with the language means it's automatically good. So we hear Bush saying, I'm reforming immigration. Oh, he's fixing it. No. It's like if a dam sprung a leak, Bush says, hey, I'm going to blow the whole dam up. That'll fix the leak because there won't be a dam to begin with. Yeah, it'll end the illegal alien problem because they won't be illegal anymore. So it's the same thing with gas. Ooh, I'm going to investigate. Ooh, I'm going to fix it for you. It's just so ridiculous. All right, Brian in New York, Rodney in Texas, Ryan in Ohio. Toll-free number to join us. If you disagree with me, go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231. The websites are jonesreport.com and prisonplanet.tv. Be sure and check them out daily. lot of new articles every day.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I'm going to go back to your calls in just a moment, but I didn't get to this headline story yesterday that we had up on Infowars.com. Australian government forces aspartame on school kids. This is out of the Australian. Sugar-filled soft drinks will be banned from school cafeterias in Victoria next year. But Australia's first state-imposed veto on sales of fizzy drinks to children has drawn fire from doctors who want water to be the only drink sold in school cantinas across the nation. And it goes on to say that, don't worry, no more high-sugar foods, no more junk foods, in fact, no more fruit juices. No, you must have aspartame-laced food, which is wood alcohol. When the molecule hits 87 degrees for more than just a few minutes, we've had top scientists, Nobel Prize winners on this subject, it instantly breaks up into wood alcohol, and you know what wood alcohol does. It attacks the brain, the central nervous system, but like many other poisons and toxins, it is addictive. And what, it's 60 times on average cheaper than sugar, so that's it's now in over 9,000 foods here in the Western world. Here in the U.S., it's in over 9,000 foods. And so, oh, we want you to be healthy. And if you go to Babies R Us, one of the big mega baby stores to buy stuff, if you've got young children, you'll notice it's all water fortified with fluoride and other minerals your child needs. And, oh, Pedialyte fortified with aspartame. It's diabolical. It's like a science fiction horror movie. And diabetes has exploded in the United States. I mean, it's up thousands and thousands and thousands of percent. Juvenile diabetes is even up at higher levels than other forms of adult onset diabetes. These are all the numbers that we have, and it's what alcohol has been directly linked towards triggering it. It fries your bloodstream. Your body doesn't know what to do. It, literally, folks, it's like your cat or dog, if you have a antifreeze leak and it tastes delicious. And they, I had a cat that drank just a little bit of antifreeze off the neighbor's parking lot driveway, and our cat Dinky, and a few years ago, and we had to take the cat in, and it basically was about to die, and it was in a lot of pain, and his kidneys had totally failed. It was in a coma, so we put it down. A lot of pain before it went into that coma, and it's just, there's a lot of things that are sweet that aren't good for you. And I see so many people who are even, quote, patriots or truth seekers. I see them drinking Diet Coke. I see them, you know, you can't get Juicy Fruit or Big Red chewing gum now because it's got aspartame in it. It's all got aspartame. It's getting worse and worse and worse. But imagine, we're going to make the school children drink it. Now, they have done national studies. They've done it in public schools and private schools. Test scores explode upwards. Disciplinary problems implode. It is magic. It is a miracle when the children are fed healthy, balanced diets. And that includes fruit juices, by the way. Natural fruit juices, you can have good sugars. You're meant to have that part of a balanced diet. And they've done a lot of new studies showing that the official food pyramid is not the proper food pyramid for a balanced diet daily. And when they, I mean, I remember when I was in school, when I was about 17, I had a little roll of fat on me, kind of like I do today. And my mother said, why don't you just stop drinking, you know, how many Cokes a day do you drink? And I said, oh, I drink, you know, two. I drink one at lunch, and I drink one normally in the morning. I quit drinking that and was still working out, and suddenly was totally ripped in just a few months. Lost tons of weight. But imagine the young people, they are drinking multiple sugar-laced soft drinks. They're eating multiple candy bars. There's vending machines everywhere. I saw students when I was in high school and then in college, in between every class, eating candy bars or junky potato chips. And I learned early in life, every time I eat a piece of pie, especially if I don't eat it after a meal, if I eat it by itself, an hour later I have a horrible headache. It causes a sugar crash. It goes into your bloodstream. Your body pumps out a bunch of insulin out of the pancreas, and it goes out into your bloodstream. It neutralizes the sugar and over-neutralizes it, and then you have nothing for your brain to feed on, and that's what the brain feeds on, is sugar. All right, now I've already been ranting about this. It's so amazing that they're going to make the kids, if they want a soft drink, or sugared foods, sweetened foods, drink this or eat this. Let's talk to Brian in New York. Brian, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got this William E. Bora, B-O-R-A-H. He was an American senator, died in 1940. He made a Senate speech against proposed espionage law, April 19, 1917.
I'm missing, again, maybe I just don't understand you, sir. Can you... There was a senator in 1940.
No, he died in 1940.
Okay, and something.
Is loud enough? This better?
Yeah, sure. And then something happened in 1917.
He made a speech.
Okay.
It's against the proposed espionage law, and it says no silly chimera ever infested the brain of man, and that you can control opinions by law or direct belief by statute. No more pernicious sentiment ever tormented the human heart than the barbarous desire to do so.
Was he speaking out against World War One?
No, he's speaking out against the proposed espionage law.
Oh, you're talking about the Sedition Act.
Yeah, 1917.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, they tried to reenact that law in Rhode Island 2 years ago. It was in the front page of the local paper. It was on the NBC TV station. Openly said, any criticism of government, you would be arrested.
And it goes on, the field inquiry should remain open, and the right of debate must be regarded as a sacred right. I look upon those who would deny others the right to urge and argue their position however irksome or pernicious they may seem, as intellectual and moral cowards, without unfettered press, without liberty of speech, without what forms and structures of free institutions are a sham, a pretense, the sheerest mockery. If the press is not free, if speech is not independent and untrammeled, if the mind is shackled and pulp and true fear, it makes no difference on what form of government you live. You are a subject and not a citizen. Republics are not in and of themselves better than other forms of government, except insofar as they carry with them a guarantee to the citizens their liberty of thought and action for which they were established. Wonderful, huh?
It is, yes. And, of course, then they had the War Powers Act in 33 to confiscate the gold, give us paper notes back, and they're now, the neocons are openly pushing to arrest Americans that disagree with the government, claiming it, quote, aids the terrorist. I appreciate your call, Brian. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Well, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I've been trying to find something that to disagree with you on for the past 10 years, but I haven't been able to do it. And I've been listening, you know, when I first started out listening to you back in around 1995, 1996, I was a little skeptical, but so much of what you said fell in line with many of the prophecies from the Bible that, you know, you kept my interest over these years. And then what I started to do is each time you would read one of these headlines from a newspaper article, like a Pipeline to Peril that was that the Chicago Tribune did on the white slavery.
Yes.
I'd go and I'd do my research and I'd read the article, and it would scare me so bad my hair would turn white. But you can't deny the facts. In fact, the journalist that did the research on the white slavery, you know, employed by the Halliburtons, Blackwater, KBR.
It was Halliburton and DynCorp listed in that article.
Actually, just 2 days ago, I read they just that issue just reared its head again.
Oh, I missed it. Please send it to me.
Yeah, KBR was listed in there also, and Blackwater. And
was there another Chicago Tribune article?
Yeah. The reason why.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, please send it to me.
Yeah, because this general said that that this is still going on, and he had to send a memo to the contractors, the subcontractors.
See, folks, there's so much evil, I'm missing it. What was the headline so I can find that article?
All I know is that they referenced the Pipeline to Peril that was done in 2005, October 9 and 10th issue, and the reason why they referenced that is because, like I said, it became an issue again with over there in Iraq, and it was just so shocking. It's even more evil than what you first described.
Oh, it's always more evil than I can even articulate, sir.
Yeah.
If people think I exaggerate, and it's always far worse than I'm even saying, because we always learn more, and it's always worse. But for those that don't know, AP's reported on it, Chicago Tribune, it's been all over the BBC, and it is admitted that child kidnapping rings, and they're involved in snuff films, they're involved in sex slavery, they're involved in just grabbing kids and selling them for adoption to families that don't know. It runs the gamut. Openly have at least two full-time lobbyists for Halliburton and DynCorp on Capitol Hill, and that they are openly lobbying because the Army, generals and others, have been complaining about the white slavery in Serbia and Iraq and Afghanistan, and they were begging the Pentagon to start prosecuting, because, of course, it's illegal. Child kidnapping and sex slavery is illegal.
Right.
And nothing's going to be stopped, and Rumsfeld is blocking it. Now, we even have the audio clip of Rumsfeld a year ago being confronted by this, and he didn't even deny it. So again, this is the type of stuff we're dealing with. And the monstrousness of the wickedness, you're right, it still blows me away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just pure, total evil out in the open, and they're going to do it in the open, and nothing's going to happen to them.
Now, there was another article that you talked about, the oil companies, how they boasted and bragged, and the L.A. Times did a big write up on, you know, the inside information that they had obtained.
Yeah, they have the documents going back to the 95, 96 where they said there's too much oil, we've got to buy up all of the refineries and start shutting them down is the only way to stop oil flowing in, or we can invade countries to stop their oil from flowing. There's too much oil.
Right. Now, I referenced that article. I was discussing this with a talk show host out of Chicago, and he had heard about it, but I had a hard time trying to find the article again. Is that posted on InfoWars anywhere where
we actually wrote articles about it, filled with hyperlinks to mainstream news. It wasn't just in the LA Times. It broke there. That was about 10 months ago.
Right.
I forget the exact headline. It's something like oil company documents show staging oil crisis or something like that. And then it's just the documents from ExxonMobil, Texaco, Chevron, several others.
Right. Now, one last thing. What do we know about this creature named Tony Snow?
He's absolutely horrible. I mean, he's always been a White House operative. He's just now being official about it.
Right.
He has a talk show out of Southern California, fills in for the ultra-liberal big government pimp meant to snow and scam, keep the conservatives basically under lock and key, neutralizing us. And so Snow is running another snow job on us.
Right. I just want to encourage people out there, before you start to disagree with any talk show host, go and check out their information, check out their facts. You know, and if in fact you find something there that you can disagree on, then you call the person on the carpet. Let's not get into the name calling and these sort of things where you just waste people's time. Thank you, Alex.
I appreciate your call. By the way, people say, well, elements of the government wouldn't carry out a 9/11 attack and kill 2,800 plus people. And then we have all these official government documents like Northwoods and others where they openly call for doing this. These are operations they tried to implement. And then we look at white slavery rings, the UN's own numbers, out of Eastern and Central Europe alone. Every year, the number is around 1.2 million. Now, think about that. That is 12 sports stadiums that hold 100,000 apiece. 12 sports stadiums that hold 100,000 apiece. And it is admitted. It is in the open. And who buys them? They've got big slave hotels all over Asia, all over Saudi Arabia, all over Israel. It is hellish. And when the media is forced to focus on it, they'll just show women kidnapped, taken over here, forced to work. They prostitute at night, and they work in textile factories by day. But then you read a big Italian reports, and it's blowing two-year-olds' heads off. They rape a two-year-old, then they blow their head off. And then they ship it out, and Americans get caught with it, and then the cases even get dropped because the FBI and others don't want to enforce it. I mean, this is, folks, I'm not even going to get into what's in the news. It's so bad. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so horrible. But you have to face it. Imagine people that blow children's heads off. That's who runs your government. That's who runs your country. And they can pull whatever dirty tricks they want on myself or others that valiantly stand up. So be it. The truth's coming out on you people, and you're going to be exposed. I mean, if they can cover up 1.2 million kidnapped slaves, women and children a year, out of Europe alone. And then even when they get caught, because valiant Dying Corps employees and UN employees go public. And then they get caught. And it's in the Chicago Tribune that they've got lobbyists. Do you realize the magnitude of that? People say, well, they couldn't carry out 9/11 and not get caught. They did get caught. And just like with the child kidnapping, they get caught and nothing happens because they run the enforcement. I'm told Peggy in Pennsylvania disagrees. Peggy, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. What I disagree with is your policy on not more overtly helping people who are really in dire need of help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people who is in dire need of help, and it's just getting worse where I am. Let's just say that I'm a lawyer from Ohio, and I...
Yeah, you called, and you said everywhere you go, you're being stalked and harassed.
Yeah, that's correct. Somebody put a... If I say... When you have electronic devices and it's not illegal and you've got a large group of people who are your enemy, they can do anything to you they want if the authorities won't do anything. I called the FBI again the other day. They refused to listen to me. From the very first when this started happening in Cincinnati, they won't even talk to me. There's been a global positioning device in the car and an audio transmitter.
Okay. Have you removed it?
I called every investigative agency in the
book. Oh, you know it's there, but you can't remove it.
I don't know where it is. I have no technical savvy.
Well, how do you know you're being tracked?
Because sometimes...
Ma'am, do you have a cell phone? Because you're being tracked with
that. No, I do. I don't carry it because I heard on your show about that. I'm not imagining this. I have been physically battered, you know, assaulted in various places, Alex. And I've also haven't been allowed to get a job in Ohio as well as a lot of other things that are happening.
Okay.
What I need is somebody who will help me. I'm willing to pay either an ex-FBI or CIA agent who's a private investigator. Will you take my number, and if anybody calls...
No, I won't. I can't do it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your call, Peggy. And I'll explain this when I get back. A government agency of 500,000 people couldn't help every person, real or imagined, that thinks something's going on. And I get these emails and calls every day. You must help me. You will help me. I don't have time to hardly brush my teeth.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
When we start the second segment the next hour, 8 after, I'm going to plunge into news for about 20 minutes in depth on a host of issues. You'll want to stay with us for that, and then we'll continue with your calls. We got Pastor Butch Paul coming on to talk about how Homeland Security is trying to infiltrate the churches. Very important news coming up. dovetails with all these anti-terror training manuals being given to the citizens and the police that list everything from wearing blue jeans, having cell phones, being nice to the police, being involved in political activities, you're sure to be a terrorist. Almanacs, driving almanacs in your car, as wide as possible to demonize everyone. You know, the lady earlier, I don't mean to sound cavalier or cold, but she's called before, and then I don't want to try to assess her situation. But I'm a pretty big fish in the fight against the New World Order, and I've dealt with real harassment, real problems in the past, and as soon as I just told them I didn't care, do whatever they got to do, they left me alone. Stuff happens like you get audited or people in a parking lot try to beat you down, four guys telling you to shut up. You know why we're here, time for you to shut up, or next time you'll be 6 feet under. But at the same time, I've been accosted at public events, at the TV station, all over our people. I got transmitters in my teeth, you know. The government's getting me, you know, they're after me, help me, help me. I've got all that going on, which may be real, maybe not. In some cases, we know it's not. Meanwhile, my phone rings off the hook. CPS is taking my children. They're taking my farm. They're taking my ranch. They're taking my house and car without drugs being even found because they found potting soil in my rose garden, and they say that's drug paraphernalia. And then a week later, after they call me, it's in the Associated Press saying Portland, Oregon, and the U.S. Army with APCs raids the entire neighborhood, middle class, and arrest people for cooking scales in their kitchens and potting soil. And that's real, and I, quote, can't help them, I can have them on the show. So we've got all this real stuff going on that I'm literally drowning in. I mean, the phone, so many times my employees are paid, they have a list when somebody calls us, okay, you're having trouble with CPS, here's the names of four different groups, we can't guarantee that they're perfect and we're not giving you legal advice, but here are the four groups. Here are some land rights organizations. I've already called them, they're not helping, you've got to help me. You're not, you're bad. Or I get emails, you don't email me back. Or I get an auto response from your email, but Jeb Bush emailed me back. It's really from him. No, it's from a legislative aide, but you don't care about us. You're not helping us. Do you understand? We've got three phone lines up here. One of them's public. It rings off the hook. And I just don't have the money for the staff to do this. I mean, maybe if I got some $100 million endowment, I could hire 50, 60 employees and have a big building and just have them answering the phone. And then sure enough, people wouldn't like the advice they got and I'd get sued for it. I'm not a aid agency. I'm not the Red Cross. I can't do it. And so I'm being stalked everywhere I move. They're getting me. They're after me. There's transponders in my car. Yeah, your license plate is. Everybody's being scanned by the cameras. Yeah, every cell phone's a tracker. That's federal law. Every phone call goes to the NSA. But that doesn't mean they can listen to it all or do anything with it all. Most people in government are now on our side waking up. So a lot of people are running scared, and you need to just stop having that attitude. When you're all freaked out around people and act paranoid and try to get jobs and go in to get a job and tell them, the government's after me. Oh, can I have a job? You're not going to get the job. Act like a winner, act like you're not afraid, and your whole paradigm will shift. Okay, I can give you that advice. Now, I don't know about your personal case, and I'm sure it may be real, whatever. I just, you know, all the time I get, you're not doing enough. You need to stage a demonstration about 9/11. You're not doing enough. You need to sue the government. You're not doing enough. You need to, hey, man, I'm doing enough, okay? I'm doing as much as I can. I was up here working at 11 o'clock last night, and that's an early evening. Now, see, I just addressed that. Total waste of time. And I didn't even plug my videos. Want to see the video and bookstore online? Go to InfoWars.com. The best stuff, bar none, is right there, and it's also at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Berkey.